Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to our final afternoon of our 2023 National Federation of the Blind Seniors Retreat. I hope that you have found the program useful and pleasant. I can tell you that the team has worked very hard to put it together as well as presenting it. And we want to thank all of the presenters and all of the folks who've worked hard to do the technology for us, because that is a chore and it's one that has to be done. So I want to thank everybody on the team for all your help. I hope that every participant has tried some of the suggestions that you've heard this week and maybe found some that are useful to you. Our only aim here is to help you improve your quality of life. Since now, many of you, I guess all of you, you know, you have a vision problem. We're trying to teach you how to conduct your life using non-visual techniques. And we've only scratched the surface here this week. So I hope you realize that as well. There's a lot more to learn if you are a beginner. If you have some experience, please share it with others. That's what we do in the National Federation of the Blind. We are a volunteer organization, blind people helping other blind people. And that's our only reason for our existence. And that is why we reach out to all of you. I want to thank you for coming this week and being here. I would also like to let you know that following the conclusion of this retreat, we conduct some, we call them National Seniors Conversations, and we do those by conference telephone. It's free, and our first one for 2023 will be at 4 p.m. on February 28th. And so if you would like to have the information to call in and join in the conversation, the information will be up on our website. But if you do not have access to technology or you can't get it from the website, just call us and we'll be glad to share that contact information with you if you want to be with us. I would also ask you to think about if there are suggestions that you want to make to us. We'd be glad to receive those any way you want to send them. You can call us or you can send them in by text. Or if you want to write a letter, you're welcome to do that as well. Anyway, I'm just here. I want to welcome you and I want to thank you for participating. And I'm going to turn the program over to Judy Sanders, our first vice president.
Thank you, Glenn. And thank you for all that you've done to make this possible. And to everyone who's worked on this event, we want to begin this event with a special reading by Jane Degenshain of who is currently on this Zoom call. And so we're going to read everybody, whether you are a retreater or a participant. She's going to read all the names, and we have a little bit of background music to begin it. Then we'll go into giving everyone a chance to say something about what you remember and what you hope for your future. Give the music, Michael.
So everybody is a valedictorian. Janie Degenshain, Michael Roth, Glenn Crosby, Sandy Halverson, Ellen Sullivan, Shelley Koppel, Jennifer Uchinow,
woohoo!
Ada Wilson, Bernadette Reitz, Bonnie Herman, Carolyn Crawford, Charles, Dr. Carolyn Peters, Dr. Judith Ray, Erlene, Jerry McGinty, Gloria Conway, Jean Park, June, Marion, Pat Harlan. That's what I have on the list right now. And Ellen Sullivan, thank you. And Nancy Yeager, you too are a valedictorian.
We're going to call the name of every participant in this program. And if we also know, for instance, that Jerry McGinty is here and Bernie. So for some reason, who knows? It's Zoom that didn't catch all the names, I guess. We will start, as we did last time, with the instructors we think are here. So then let's go to our secretary, Shelley Koppel.
Well, I really appreciate everybody being here and the attentiveness and your presence at all the meetings. Home management has been my passion, as well as travel. I taught travel a lot, too, when I was a rehab teacher. But I know home management is one of those things that we have to do to survive. You know, there's all these little things we need to keep up with in our homes and in our lives. And I really appreciate that Winfred Haynes was able to help us with cane travel and all the host of people that he had lined up. And I appreciate all the speakers that talked during the home management time. Irma Pica from Texas, Shannon Cook from South Carolina. We didn't talk a lot about this, but Shannon mentioned Hadley Institute is a wonderful place that we can give you information about. It will actually be in the resource guide that we send. And that's a wonderful place to take classes that are free, and you do them at your own pace, and you do them in the medium that works for you, whether it be large print or on the computer or in Braille. And they just have a whole host of classes that everybody can take. And it's a wonderful way to just keep your mind active, keep your self-learning new things all the time, anything from Braille to how to help your family understand what you're going through. The other thing is we will be sending a resource guide via a thumb drive that will be able to work in your computer or your library book player. You can go through it and there will be a list of all the participants and all the people who taught, as well as the actual recording of the sessions, as well as just a huge resource list of all the things we've talked about, including things like accessible pharmacy. There are thumb drives from other years that we also have available. They can be purchased for $10 from the senior division. It's an ongoing fundraiser that we have. You can contact me, Shelley Koppel, any of us really, and use PayPal or a check the same way you've signed up for this retreat. Buy as many as you want. Each one is $10. And all the years that we've done this, there's a lot of good information. So we will be getting that out to you. I like Janie's The Spring. It'll take us a little bit to get all this together, but we will be sending that to everyone. And I just want to thank you again for your participation. If I can be personally of any help, you're welcome to contact me. And my contact information will be on the thumb drive as well.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank Duncan for taking our money from us. All right, then we have two other board members who are here. Jane Degenshine, do you want to say something?
I would be happy to. It was my pleasure to serve this national division and work with Shelley to get the agenda formed. We were excited to present all the lead instructors and their sessions to all of you. I personally was thrilled to be the Zoom tech coordinator and line up the Zoom admin team for this week. First, there's no one else that can be a better lead host than our own Michael Loft. He worked tirelessly throughout and will continue to do that by editing the files for us and get them prepared for transfer to thumb drives for all of you. We owe you a debt of gratitude, not only for hosting, but interjecting your wisdom to make the week much more successful. My personal hug and thanks to you, my friend. In addition, the rest of the team also deserves to be thanked. Ellen Sullivan from New Jersey, Tracy Carcioni from New Jersey, Miss Ruth Williams from New Jersey, Liz Weiscarver from Texas, Stuart Prost from Virginia, Jerry Marino from North Carolina. And of course, the most important people are you, the retreaters. It was wonderful to see you grow throughout the week. Little things like, I can raise my hand. I changed my name. Watching you develop to be more involved by asking questions and even answering questions for other retreaters. We learn from each other. And we've now found new friends, new ways to tackle an issue. There's no right way, but the way that is right for you. And I want to let you know, I am just a phone call or email or text away. Just for the record, my iPhone is 201-910-5750 for texting and calling. And my email is jdegen16@comcast.net. That's jdegen16@comcast.net. Don't hesitate to ask anything of me. Just letting you all know that if you're interested, you should consider joining the NJ Tech Division listserv. It's like an email group. It can assist with your questions and you can get answers. There's over 100 people on that list. So send me an email and I will get you the direct link to sign up. Also, both my senior and technology divisions are open to anyone. We meet on Mondays each month. The technology division meets on the second Monday of every month. So Monday, February 13th at 7 p.m. is the next meeting. The senior division meets the following Monday, the third Monday of each month. So the next one's slated for Monday, February 20th at 7 p.m. And these meet via Zoom. And you're already familiar with the Zoom link. It's the same one you did for this week. Just reach out to me via email if you want to be involved in those meetings so I can add you to the list and you'll get a reminder of the minutes, the agenda, and the Zoom details. And lastly, stay connected. Reach out when needed and remember that someone in West Orange, New Jersey is proud of all of what you've accomplished and loves you for who you are and who you are becoming. That's it.
Thank you very much. We have one more board member who I know is on the line, and so we're going to turn it over to Sandy Halverson.
Good afternoon. I think this has been a great retreat. It's been my first opportunity as a board member to participate in one of these retreats. I have been a participant in the past to observe. I always learn things. I enjoyed having an opportunity to call some of you who our participants to see if there were ways we could help you join the retreat and get to know a little bit about you as well. So that's been fun for me. I always learn something from any instructors that I come across or that I hear. This was the first opportunity for me to hear Mark Rohn talk about do-it-yourself projects around your home. I've known Mark for a long time, and it was just fun hearing him do something I knew he did or does, but had never heard him discuss it publicly before in this setting. I think I'm just going to, as they say in politics, yield my time. And I'll never forget Janie's laugh. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sandy. First of all, let me see if any of our Zoom hosts want to say anything. Michael, would you like to?
Yes, I would like to thank you for allowing me to be part of this great week of learning, and I've learned quite a bit, actually. That's why I like doing these. I learned some couple new mobility things to think about and even an alternate way to hold a knife. At 61 and blind since birth, you're never too old to learn and pick up new techniques, and I'm very appreciative. I will be editing all the recordings just to get everyone at the same volume level so you don't have to worry about turning your volume up and down and so forth. I've already listened to a couple of them a second time and picked up some things I missed the first time. So I encourage you, if you have the interest and desire, to listen to any or all of them again, because you might pick up something you missed the first time around. I'm honored to be here, and I wish all of you success as you learn new techniques, and most importantly, the confidence to live the life you want. It's not just words. It is true meaning. I wish you all great success in pursuing and doing the things that you enjoy.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you for all that you've done throughout this entire week. You've helped make this a most successful event. Ellen, if you would like to say anything, please do so.
Thank you, Jane, for asking me, giving me the opportunity to be here. So that's it for me. Thank you so much.
Now, I'm going to go alphabetical listing of states backwards. We're going to start in Virginia. And we will begin with Nancy Yeager.
Hi, everybody. I have really enjoyed this retreat and especially the technology sessions. And I've enjoyed hearing from all of the participants and all of the presenters. The last thing is I still teach basic Braille. And so if there are people who want to learn basic Braille, I am available.
Thank you. Bernie, where are we? Is that how you say your name? Did I say that right?
You got it. It's where are we at the movies?
It's been very nice meeting Judy. Judy, very sweet. I have an 86-year-old father, and I'm going to get him involved with Vision. Great time this week. I've learned so much. Everybody's been wonderful. This is a great division and a great resource, and I look forward to getting involved more in the future. All the sessions have been wonderful. Irma from Texas was great, and I really liked Janie and your panel from New Jersey. I was so impressed that I Googled Janie and technology, and I actually got Janie's home phone number, and I called her up, and I told her I wanted to join her division. And she's like, you don't have to join. You just have to get the link. So I got the link, and she hooked me up with Steve Cook's phone number. And I called Steve Cook, and he hooked me up with South Carolina. And I was on the South Carolina Technology Division this morning, and I was on the Sport and Rec Division this morning. My wife and I were exercising with them this morning. So I am like really plugged in like you wouldn't believe. And I'm going to a tech talk in South Carolina this afternoon, and made a bunch of friends. My wife and I made a bunch of friends in South Carolina, and we are actually going to go camping down there at Rocky Bottom in South Carolina. So we've just had a blast. We've met a bunch of people. I've learned a tremendous amount, and I too have known Mark Rohn for a long time. I had no idea he knew that much about home repair, and I'm really going to be hitting him up because I need a lot of help with home repair. And I've just really been overwhelmed, and I'm so appreciative to everybody. I can't think of everybody's name, but y'all did a great job. Thank you so much. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Bernie. We appreciate having you as a part of this. We are going to Pennsylvania, and I would like to ask Ada Wilson if she will unmute herself.
Hi there. This has been quite a week for me. First, I didn't think I could sit still for many hours, but it's been quite interesting. But I've had some electronic problems. I'm down in Puerto Rico right now, and we had no power, therefore no Wi-Fi. On Tuesday, we were completely out. And on Thursday, they were doing some electric work and found some crossed wires. But I enjoyed listening to it. And when I'm up north, I live in Philadelphia, and I'm fortunate enough to have had some amazing resources right there in Center City, Philadelphia. And if anybody lives in the Philadelphia area, I would be happy to connect them to whoever. I learned some new things, and it was interesting hearing from people from all over the country. I mean, the first thing I learned was how to raise my hand, which I have never known how to do, which has kept me from participating in some other Zoom programs. And then, you know, other things like a different way of folding money. I fold money, but this was slightly different, and I learned something that might be useful. And there were lots of other little useful things that I had never been exposed to. But I think for people who live in remote areas, this is a wonderful resource. It was amazing how much you covered and how personable the speakers were. I think it's a great thing that you've done, and I commend you very highly. I would recommend this to anybody. Thank you. Thank you all for doing this.
Thank you, Ada. We want to hear now from Dr. Judith Ray of Pennsylvania.
This is my very first seminar, period. This is the very first one, and I have enjoyed it in the sense that you guys are knowledgeable, and you're so courteous and kind to one another, and the joy that you seem to have with each other. You know, you're talking, and especially during a discussion period. I mean, you guys get into it. I've enjoyed listening. I've learned a lot. I see what is possible. I have glimpsed the possibilities when you're talking about you can be who you'd like to be, which is the part where I'm struggling now because I'm a new blind person, having been a professor at Westchester University, living in Westchester. For those in Pennsylvania, if you want to contact me, I'm available to start up some conversations. Denise Brown encouraged me out of Philadelphia. She encouraged me to do this, and I'm glad she did. And she's also encouraged me to get involved with NFB, and I have, and it's been enlightening. Well, I liked all the projects, but the guy who did the smartphone, you know, with the sounds, and if you hear this, this means there's open space, and I thought that was pretty good because I've been struggling with that iPhone for a long time. You know, I kind of wish he had had more time to tell me what I'm doing. I enjoyed all of the talks. I enjoyed all of the discussions. I enjoyed the interactions. I enjoyed all of the interpersonal people things. Because what I have found is all of the things that you talked about with people trying to help you and you don't need help and people ignoring you because you're blind and they have limited expectations of your abilities and your capabilities. And to be with this group, it was encouraging to think that I shouldn't put limits on myself and I shouldn't allow anyone else to put limits on me. I try not to interject too often because I can talk. I have to control myself to keep from talking too much. I've enjoyed listening, and I've learned a lot, even though I didn't say a whole lot during the course of the week. I want to thank each and every one. Michael, you've been great. You wake me up in the morning. Judith, Sanders, thank you for being there, and everyone else who's there. I think I can do this kind of thing. I think I could get involved with this group, and this group has proven to be a fun group. I appreciate the work and the effort, and I know that you're doing it because you enjoy doing it, and you get something out of it. It's when you give, you can't hold on to treasures. In order to use your treasures, you've got to give them away. You have to help other people help themselves, and that makes all of us better.
Judith, thank you. You filled your time very nicely, and thank you for all your kind words. We're going to stay in Pennsylvania. Carolyn Crawford, if you'll unmute yourself.
I just want to thank God for each and every one of you. You're all angels in my book. I remember telling my daughter at the beginning, and they're talking about doing this, and they're talking about doing that. And I don't know. You know, I felt overwhelmed in the beginning, but I noticed throughout the week I've become more courageous and more confident about what I can do. It's still a journey for me. I do thank you all from the bottom of my heart for everything that you've taught us. I belong to a peer group at Rutgers, and I was telling them about this group. I just thank you so much. I want to give a special thanks to Michael. I love the woohoo lady. I think it's Jane. I don't know. But I got such a kick out of her, especially with her woohoo playlist. Her voice reminds me of somebody, and I thought about it, and I hope she's not offended by this, but she reminded me of Sophia from the Golden Girls. I really got a kick out of her. Wish blessings for all of you, and I'm going to stay involved and try to learn as much as I can and keep on doing what you're doing. Thank you so much.
And I don't know anybody who would be offended to be compared to Sophia. That's a high compliment. Thank you very much, Carolyn. We're now going to move on to Ohio, and we're going to ask Gloria Conway to speak to us.
I just want to thank everyone who was involved in putting on this retreat. It takes an enormous amount of work and dedication to put on a program of this caliber, and this type of program is so very, very important and very necessary. I thoroughly enjoyed all of the speakers, all of the different offerings, and I also enjoyed the participants and what they had to say and what they shared. There's a lot to be learned when the questions are asked. So it was a great experience, and I would recommend this to anyone. So I hope everyone else enjoyed it as much as I did, and I hope everyone has an absolutely fabulous 2023. Thank you.
Succinct and lovely. We appreciate your remarks. Dr. Carolyn Peters.
Thank you, everyone. Michael's the only person's name that I really recognize. So, I knew Michael's work and he works with Ohio. But I do appreciate all the members of the panel. Don't want to name anybody. I don't want to forget anybody. But also the instructors that you've had all week long. I mean, every day we learn something different. There were tips that I didn't remember, and then it came back to me. I was affirmed by some other things that I thought I knew, and they were correct based on, the participation we had. And I just thoroughly enjoyed it. And I think we all need refreshers on different things, especially the the mobility training. And I learned a lot about getting in and out of vehicles, be it a van or a car, riding buses and trains, which I haven't had the opportunity to do yet. I've done just about everything else, but I found that each of these sessions were very encouraging. They were very motivating. And again, sharing with one another. And I'm sure we didn't hear from everyone, but the information that was shared was very valuable. And I would love to see this continue. And everyone here, you know, if you need a mentor, find one. Ask your chapter president to, you know, support you in that venture so that you can expand your knowledge. And I would, you know, recommend that you continue to do retreats like this. And we have the opportunity to share. I'm sure every year we're learning something new, something different. So thank you again. And I'm just happy that I was able to participate this year. So thank you all.
Thank you, Carolyn. In New Jersey, Jennifer Chenow.
I would like to thank you all for the hope, the inspiration, and all of the knowledge that you've imparted to us this week. I'm sure there was a tremendous amount of work that went behind the scenes to get us the best speakers from across the United States, and I want to thank them all for dedicating their time, their knowledge, and their wisdom. And it was a very, very enlightening experience, and I want to thank you all and wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bernie Reitz was here. Bernie, if you are here and you want to unmute yourself, that would be great.
I just want to say that I liked learning what I did about the shopping. That has been my biggest problem. Going grocery shopping, clothes shopping, has just been a nightmare for me. I think this will help me. I've only had low vision 50 years, and I kept working all that time fighting it. And I just get one thing after another. Don't know why, but my cornea went bad. I only have one eye and the cornea went bad. So we had a transplant that didn't work. So the last, I'd say, year, it's been hard for me with the low vision. And I'm trying to take care of my disabled husband. I'm his caregiver. Nebraska Federation for the Blind came through to me. And I have a wonderful counselor by the name of Amy Burrish. She's given me lots of hints, helped me, and I want to learn as much as I can in case this ever goes bad again. I have center vision now, and that's better than nothing. A few years ago when we lived in Colorado, I got a hold of talking books. I love to read, and that was my lifeline because I listened to books on digital, and when I moved to Kansas a few years ago, I found them, and then we moved to Nebraska. I have it here. I want to thank all of you who have done this workshop. It was hard to sit here when I had things to do for my husband and get dinner and all that when it was still on, but I kept it on, kept it taken to my computer, to the kitchen or wherever. It's just really helped, and I thank you. And I agree. I think it would be good to have it maybe every year. So just thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Bernie, and thank you for sharing your thoughts. I want to give the hope to you and to everyone else that I know it is a natural thing to think that if you have some vision, it's better than none. I hope we've taught you that there are lots of non-visual ways to do things, so it isn't just better than none. It can surpass what you've done before, and it doesn't happen overnight. So it doesn't seem like that's true, but we hope you can strive for that for your own sake and for all of us too. Jerry McGinty, can you unmute yourself?
I just want to thank everybody. You guys did the world's best job. I feel so much smarter in so many ways. Seriously, it was great. I learned a lot. I truly learned a lot. And I want to share that before the pandemic or COVID, we had the senior retreat in Rocky Bottom. And so I had the opportunity to enjoy the two retreats, the first two Rocky Bottom retreats. I learned a lot there. And then for you guys to continue these retreats in spite of COVID makes me so very happy. I just take my iPhone or my iPad and travel through the house doing whatever I'm doing, enjoying the meeting. Everybody has given me something new to work on or to look into. I've learned so much that I was like, wait a minute, where do I start? You know, I like to go ahead and start practicing more on things technology-wise that I struggled with. You guys have really, really helped me. I look forward to this again as soon as possible. Just know that I enjoyed it. I loved every moment of it. And I thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
But we are now going to the great state of Minnesota, and we're going to start with Marion Solomons.
Hey, first of all, I don't want to be repetitive, but I'm highly impressed with the knowledge and the experience of the presenters and all the participants. It has been outstanding, and I really appreciate gaining from your knowledge. Secondly, I'd like to thank those people who are responsible for making those phone calls to the individuals who would not have been able to join the retreat had they not had someone that called them about 10 minutes before the meeting. And lastly, and most importantly, I have learned a great deal. I really am very grateful for that. And I have every intention of sharing it with everyone that I can who has vision loss, especially those who have recent vision loss. Thank you again.
Thank you very much. Marion has been a big help, particularly to our fellow Minnesotans who joined us on this call, and they are first timers, and she's been their mentor as she attends this herself. So thank you so much. And we'd like to hear from Bonnie Herman.
Hi, everybody. I was very impressed. I've learned a lot. I'm glad that you're going to record this, because all this information I got was an overload for my 93rd brain. A lot that I learned I can pass on to my support group that I've started. And I'm just so thrilled that I was able to hear all of this. A lot of it isn't appropriate for me. I mean, like the traveling, but it makes me feel more compassionate to the ones that have to ride the bus and the subways, but it was just great. I'm looking forward to the copies that you're going to be sending out, and I thank everybody for all the work that they put into this, and looking forward to maybe learning more from some of you, but I'm just really thankful that I was able to attend. Thank you, Judy, for keeping me in touch.
Thank you, Bonnie. Bonnie is quite a trooper. When she says it isn't appropriate, we probably should let you know that Bonnie uses a wheelchair. And, you know, she lives in a rural community where we know that most wheelchair users can board a bus. You know, they have lifts that do that. But I'm not sure they have such things where you are, Bonnie.
Yes. Ada Crandell from New Jersey joined the meeting.
Oh, all right. Let's go back to New Jersey. Ada?
I had a wonderful time this week. I've learned some things. I recapped some things that I already know. It's just been a great time just hearing people's voices that I've never seen and the ones who I have seen. It's just been a marvelous week this week, and I've enjoyed myself, and I'll be back again next year without a doubt. It's just been a great time. I thank Janie for reminding us in New Jersey that it was coming up, and I just enjoyed everybody. I've learned so much. Like I said, some stuff I already knew, and it's just been a grand time being with everybody.
Thank you, Ada. Pat Harlan?
I'm Pat Harlan. First of all, I want to thank Michael and Judy. Thank you so much. And my dear, dear, dear friend, Miriam, who urged me to participate in this retreat. Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you that I didn't realize how down I was about everything, just kind of flatline, I think, and how much what this retreat has done for me. It just gave me my zest back. If I don't have my zest or my sense of humor about this whole journey, it's pretty colorless, if you will, for the blind. Colorless, it's a joke. I didn't realize that it was affecting me. So my blind, my eyes, I've just experienced for many years, the slow loss of macular, and then had a stroke, so no sight in one eye at all. So I always thought, well, I'm not as bad as, and then things that I've learned, I've kind of thought, well, I don't need that. I need everything. I need everything. And this retreat was a renewal of what I had learned. I needed everything, and I needed a renewal of what I was doing, especially the caning, and I care for myself. I cook for myself. I can still do that without killing myself. If you only would have any idea of what you bring to all of us who took part in the retreat and everyone who talked in the retreat. I'm not techie, and I thought, well, I can't do this. I'm not techie. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. There's room for everybody. And so I just thank you so much, especially Michael and Judy Sanders and Miriam. I am just full of gratitude. And if you'd ever do this again, I'm up for it again. A new day, a new way. So thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you very much. For all of you who are thinking, you know, you want more of this, remember that there are, hopefully in your community, local affiliates. If there aren't, check for at-large memberships in the NFB to keep yourself going in that way. So now we're leaving Minnesota and we're going to Georgia. And we want to call on Eleanor Madison.
I appreciate everything that I did learn. I'm new to vision loss. I'm 80 years old. And I really enjoyed all the information that I have gained, and I still need some more. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. That was brief and to the point and well said. We're going to go to Delaware, and we want to talk to June Hunter Hardy.
Good afternoon to everyone. I would just like to thank everybody for their participation and their knowledge and ability to assist all of us. I really appreciate it. I know now that I have more work to do with mobility. I would like to thank Shelley definitely for, you know, like the buffet and cafeteria style, you know, handling of the trays. Also, I've purchased two items from the Independence Market with the sewing little kit thing and the wallet, just to be on the safe side. I know how to fold and, you know, do my money. But the mobility was the main issue, and I really didn't know that I was doing it incorrectly. But I have made it to different places via train, the subway, plane, or bus. But if you didn't know, and the way that I was doing it was incorrect, no one didn't realize or pay any attention to it either. But I am so thankful. Now I intercede with my mobility coach here in Delaware, again, to assist me like on the open hand grip, you know, like the palm and then the pencil grip and, you know, things I didn't even know that had a name and then that I'm holding my cane incorrectly. The whole retreat was fabulous. I really enjoyed myself. I just want to thank each one of you, ladies and gentlemen, for just giving your time and your attention to all of us. And I would like to participate to go away to the Rocky Mountains in South Carolina, you know, just to learn more face-to-face. So this would be very advantageous for me. And I did learn one thing. It's not to organize first. It's to declutter first. With that said, I would like to thank each one of you again. And I was very excited to be able to participate. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, June. It's a pleasure to talk to you. And I will tell you that Rocky Bottom is, we were going to do it this year, but we haven't gotten far enough away from COVID. So we will certainly, our plan was to do two retreats, one virtual and one in person. And I'm sure we'll aim for that next year if we can. Arizona, Charles Zelmanovitz.
Oh, I just think it's great that the retreat went well. Everything was really well put, and it was educational, and I hope to do it again next year. And I'm very happy to be here, listening to everybody, and I certainly learned a lot. So thank you very much.
Charles, thank you very much. Jean Park.
Thank you very much. As I look back on the week, I realize how I have not tuned in for 30 hours to anything for that long for quite some time. So I appreciate the variety that allowed me to stay tuned in. All that was mentioned is certainly part of my feeling. In particular, though, I would like to say as slowly losing vision and then in the last 4 years lost the usable vision, it wasn't a surprise. And so from the beginning, it's a case of how do I do this without vision? And I appreciated the inspiration that was offered to us. And in particular, I appreciated those who spoke up who are in the position of newly blinded, or just the fear of being newly blinded, and how much that will apply to the people in my eye support group in my retirement community. It has been really hard to try to let them realize they can be as independent as the effort is. But first of all, they have to realize it and then step forward and engage in it. I'm tend to be one that wants to kind of force it on them, and you can't do that. I know that, and I haven't. But I appreciated hearing that hesitancy, and more realizing that you just keep doing it, keep offering, and eventually more and more will be learned. So I have lots left to learn, and thank you very much for presenting much that I gained, as well as the organizational management of this was terrific, and I appreciate that.
Okay, Jean, thank you so much, and thank you for all your participation this week. We now have heard from all the participants who wanted to speak or were here to speak. I want to close with a couple of thoughts that I hope everyone will be left with. This retreat was designed to teach you that your blindness doesn't have to hold you back. And when we talk about blindness, we don't care how much you can see, because what we're going to do is tell you that there's another way to do something. It doesn't mean that you might not need some assistance in doing it. It may mean that you only need assistance initially to learn how to do it. The amount of vision you have is not what will determine your success. And if you've learned anything else, we hope you've learned that. I should tell all of you that Glenn's in Baltimore, Maryland, I think, at our National Center for the Blind for a meeting of state presidents, and they will all go on to Washington, and some of us are going, and we're going to talk to with our legislators. If you are interested in keeping track of this and many other things, remember to be as active a participant as you can in your National Federation of the Blind affiliate, wherever you live. Any of you who need help in getting in touch with them, let us know, and we'll make sure that that happens. So I think on that note, we will wish everyone well, and thank you for hanging in there with us this week. There will be others. Maybe we'll see you on our upcoming senior calls. Thank you all, and good night.
All right. Woohoo!